You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me again. I'm excited because I have part two with Amanda Hainline, and I hope you heard part one. If you haven't, you have to listen to it. It was last week's talk. And so she is back with me again today. I am feeling so blessed and just in a very good energetic space since we've connected. It's been a very busy day today. And so I just want to say, let's take a deep breath because I don't think I've stopped and done that. So let's do that. And just release it one more time. You know, we get so busy in our day-to-day and just kind of going through that task that sometimes we don't even stop to breathe, and breathing is so essential. And so make sure you stop and breathe multiple times throughout your day. I'm getting myself excited because I am doing a CBD Expo in Chicago. It is this weekend, the last weekend, the Halloween weekend in October. And I'm just excited about talking to people about CBD, about talking about the science and the benefits of CBD, because there's so much unlearning and relearning that we have to do to really wrap our minds around the benefits of the medicinal benefits of the cannabis plant. And we know that CBD comes from hemp. It doesn't come from marijuana. And it, by law, it has less than 0.3% THC in it. So it doesn't get you high. And we always say it's the medicinal part of the plant without the high. I have been using CBD daily for about 3 years. And I've been owning this online dispensary with Wakana for about 2 years. And I'm just an advocate. Anybody who knows me knows I use it. My family uses it. All of my patients use it. My clients use it. Everyone, I think, because we all have endocannabinoid systems that are responsible for homeostasis, everyone needs to really use CBD daily. And so with that, I just want you to check it out. My website is hemphappier.com. My website for my therapy, my coaching, I'm going to be doing a workshop, mastermind workshop on change. And I have this acronym called RICH that I use when I work with my clients through change. And so check it out. It is healthyminds.expert. So again, I'm just going to do a brief introduction. Amanda Hainline, beautiful. She is a revered energy healer. And for the past 15 years, she has been working with clients all over the world. She is an intuitive healer, clairvoyant, audiovoyant, clairsentient, medium, channel, and author. Again, her book is Feel Better in 5 Minutes. I really am loving it because she's talking about empowering and gaining control of our emotions. And she provides really practical techniques. There's 79 emotional freedom methods that you can use to get control over those emotions. And so she had her own journey, transformational journey in spontaneous Kundalini awakening when she went for some energy healing. And so I want her to talk more about what she does as an energy healer and bringing this medicine to people's lives, talk more about, you know, just really helping us understand what it's all about. This is an amazing practice, guys. So listen up. Welcome back, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So good to see you again.
I know. It's so good to see you. I love you. I love your energy. And I'm just excited. I want my listeners to hear more and I want to go a little bit deeper. So kind of maybe, I don't know. We talked about a lot. We did a lot. But where would you like to kind of start?
Well, one of the things that you mentioned when we were talking before you turned on the recording here is that there's a lot of people out there that have kind of an energy imbalance where they have a lot going on in their head. They're very cerebral. They're very much about pushing through. They do everything from up here in their head. And they don't really process energy throughout their energy system. It's all done up here. So a lot of people that are that way, a lot of them have headaches. They have, problems with memory, depression, like that kind of stuff.
Focus.
Yes, absolutely. Because they're all so much in their head and they're not processing that energy in the rest of their energy system. But most people aren't even aware that they can do that. So what happens when someone is really cerebral energetically is a lot of times the energy, it's kind of like kinking a hose. Like there's a main channel that goes down the middle of your energy system where your chakras sit, you know, throughout your energy system. And sometimes there'll be a blockage, like an energetic blockage in that energy system channel, the main channel. And it makes it really hard for someone to process the energy going down through their energy system. And those blocks come from traumas. They come from belief systems. They come from just congested energy in that part of their body. And it makes them feel really heavy. It makes them feel just off, you know, where they can't function. They don't feel grounded. There's a lot of issues that people have that are really cerebral, or a lot of times they can't connect to people very well because they're processing everything up in their head. So their heart's probably closed in a lot of instances. They don't listen to their intuition at all. They don't realize that they can, or they don't believe in it, or, you know, whatever. It's a very interesting kind of paradigm that people are stuck in. And, you know, they may be seen as not empathetic to others and that kind of thing when they just don't understand that connection. And they just don't have that piece of themselves because, you know, we have traumas in our lives. And a lot of people who have this kind of energetic makeup and this mindset of, you know, they have to do everything in their head. They've had serious trauma. They've been abandoned. They've had abuse of some kind, usually when they're very young. And they learn this defense mechanism of, I have to think my way out of everything. I have to think of every possible scenario. I have to think of ways that I can escape a situation or talk myself out of something, or, you know, what is my strategy? And it causes them to become very cerebral. It's a very strong defensive mechanism that can be debilitating. There's some advantages to it being cerebral because you're right there and it seems like you're on about, you know, maybe you're really good at math or maybe you're really good at strategy or analysis or that kind of stuff. But when it comes to relating to people and having that emotional IQ that really goes a long way in the world, they struggle. And it's not because they're unfeeling humans. It's because they don't have access energetically to that. It's literally cut off. So,
and you know what, I just want to say this. A lot of times the people that I work with intentionally avoid the emotion. They right. know that it's there. They know that they should deal with the trauma. They should deal with the divorce. They should deal with the loss. They should deal with, you know, the addiction or whatever they're dealing with, but they avoid it.
Right. And when you avoid something, it tends to persist at a higher level, and you just stack the wall up higher and higher. So what I found with people that have that kind of makeup too is energetically, there's basically two types of people when you come to people that, and this is most of the population, most people I work with either have a really strong inner core and weak outer boundaries, or they have really strong outer boundaries and weak inner core as far as the ability to process emotion and all of that. And so what I've found, and I don't know if you've found this too, is people that have those really strong outer walls, the brick, the steel, whatever they've stacked up to kind of keep themselves safe from the world, have a very hard time processing things internally. It's like, you know, they're very, very soft on the inside. They've got very soft underbellies, and where it looks like they're strong and, you know, super opinionated and all this, they have very weak underbellies, and they're really they struggle on the inside. So those people, when they start having to approach the emotion, when they start doing that work, they have to dismantle that wall on the outside, and they don't have the capacity or capability emotionally to deal with the soft inner core that they have. So working energetically, when you can start working on the traumas from the inside and start building that inner core up, it makes it easier to take that outer wall down, is what I've found with people, you know, really starting to heal the root of the trauma energetically, really getting to that root and shoring them up. Then they feel safer to take those walls down. In contrast, when you have somebody that has a really strong inner core, you look at them, they may be meek, they may not speak up for themselves, they may always be taken advantage of, that kind of thing. And really, those people, even though it doesn't look like it, they're extremely strong because they've been through a lot of stuff. They deal with a lot of crap on a daily basis that really causes them to have to go inward, and they have to have that strong inner core for themselves. So while their boundaries may be weak on the outside, if they can start working on that inner core and really getting to the root of clearing the traumas, that inner core just gets stronger and stronger. And in turn, what happens is their outer boundaries get to a very healthy place, and they can start saying no to people. They can start standing up for themselves. They feel more capable of doing that because these people are worried about hurting someone's feelings, you know, but it seems like everyone's always yelling at them, you know, kind of thing. You see the barista in tears at Starbucks, you know, she's got that energetic makeup. She just attracts being picked on, right? So for whatever reason, you know, not because they're a mean person, but because energetically it's just, you know, people with strong outer boundaries just boom, they attack because it feels safe to, for them to do that. So it's really, it's an interesting mix of things, but shoring up that inner core is what I found is really the key to helping people that avoid emotions to feel safe enough to start taking their walls down.
So is there a way to tell whether a person has a stronger inner core or a stronger outer? And is there a practical technique that you can tell us about that might help them begin to break down that defense or, you know, break down the energy, that heaviness?
Right. Yeah. There's a couple things that people can do. So the first thing, if you're wondering, well, do I have a strong outer core or a strong outer boundary or a strong inner core? And some people have both, you know, some people grow up with healthy boundaries and they're pretty well balanced. I think I've run across three of those in 15 years. So most of us have some issues with that. But what I've found is that if you tend to be argumentative, if you're highly argumentative, if you're very defensive and tend to verbally attack people, if you just walk away when someone says, how do you feel about that? No, you don't feel anything and you don't know what to say. If you have trouble having empathy for someone and you think, well, what's wrong with that person? You know, just get over it, you know, kind of thing. If you have that kind of reaction, you're probably one of those people with a strong outer boundary and you're avoiding the emotions inside because it doesn't feel safe for that. If you have a strong inner core and weak outer boundaries, it's one of those things that you get taken advantage of all the time. You tend to believe people. Yeah, you're in abusive relationships over and over again, and you don't understand why. People are like, you're the nicest person. Why is this happening to you? And they're like, I don't know, you know?
Too nice, right? It's too nice.
Exactly.
Is there a practical technique or tool or practice that we can work on to kind of begin to release that heavy energy?
Heavy stuff. Yes. So there's a couple of things depending on how comfortable the person is with this. One of the things I like to use an example or like a kind of a technique, right? And it does require a little open-mindedness. So not everyone would be in line with this technique, but one of the things you can do is actually tap into your wall and talk to it and journal. Ask your wall, why are you there? why do you exist? What are you protecting me from? What caused you to form on the outside of me? You know, who hurt me for you to take place, for you to, you know, for you to be. And I've done that myself, and that was a really interesting exercise. It's been years ago when I did it, you know, when I was trying to really understand energy and all of that. And that was really powerful exercise for me to do. Another thing you can do if you're ready to start taking that energy down is imagine a wall and just take one brick off. Just imagine this wall around you and just take off one brick. Breathe into that. If you feel fear, if you feel anger, if you feel whatever feeling you have, you can just say, I choose to release that emotion and whatever it's attached to. And you just start taking it apart brick by brick, and don't do a bunch at once. I mean, us overachievers, we tend to want to be like, I'm just going to get a wrecking ball and just take the whole thing down. And no, don't do that, because you're just going to stack the wall up again. That's what's going to happen. So you want to do it one brick at a time. You want to give yourself some time to process in between, because in that brick is all kinds of emotions. It's completely loaded with all of the reasons that you put the wall there to begin with, right? And so you want to take that off a little bit at a time. Give yourself time. Have compassion for yourself, you know, really forgiving yourself for any interactions you've had with people that have been difficult, you know, and not throwing your hands up and saying, that's just who I am, because that's not true. It's just, you're full of a bunch of stuff and it's all packed in there. So that is one technique that you can do as well. That's really, really helpful.
Yeah, it's interesting how when you describe the technique, it's almost, you know, people think to themselves, I'll believe it when I see it, right? And right. So they're thinking about the evidence in the physical, tangible object. But when you talk about this brick, you know, this brick wall around you, and you say the technique is simply take one brick at a time and kind of process that, or talking to your wall through a journal, it speaks to the power of what is unseen, of what we can't see with our eyes, but is clearly there energetically.
Right, exactly. And that's really what I try to help people process and drawing lines between energy and things that you're familiar with. Because when you do that, it gives you the permission to really open up the possibilities for yourself to use energy. When you're kind of closed off and you're like, and someone says, oh, it's the chakra and you need to work on the third level of blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But if you say a brick wall, or you say, you know, sometimes I'll tell people if you're very congested energetically, I said, imagine you have a vacuum hose and you've got all this sludge in you, right? It's a vacuum cleaner. You've got a bunch of dust mites in there. You've got, you know, you've got mud, you've got whatever. And sometimes people are like, oh, it looks really sludgy, or I feel like it's like tar, or it feels really stringy or whatever. But I say, take a vacuum hose, imagine a vacuum hose, hook it up to you and just suck that stuff out, you know? And it's really effective. And I actually use that in energy work sessions all the time, because you know, it's a really effective, fast way of getting a bunch of negative energy out, and I'm not interacting with it. It's a vacuum hose back to source. So it's, you know, you can use things that you use in real life, in this reality, and turn it into an energy tool. And I do that all the time. When I tell people that's how easy it is, they're like, what? I'm like, no, seriously, it's really that easy. Like, it's not complicated, but it's having that little bit of imagination and open-mindedness to do it. If your energy is really dense, sometimes you're like, well, I don't feel any different, you know, but if you keep doing that exercise, if you keep sucking out that energy, if you keep taking down those bricks, over time, you're going to realize, oh my gosh, I'm able to empathize with that person, or that person said that and I wasn't offended. And huh, that's really interesting. You know, you start noticing these little things. You might find yourself smiling more or feeling more grounded, like you're not as frantic. You know, there's all these little things that you start to notice. That is why I ask people to keep a journal when they're going through this. And that's what chapter 3 in the book is has a feel better assessment in it, is what it's called. So it kind of helps you to understand what traumas are affecting you and how they're affecting you and what that looks like, what your idea of a perfect life is, you know, so you can kind of understand where you're being held back. And as you move forward, then you've got this journal, and we're actually working on doing a journal in conjunction with the book, which I'm really, really excited about. But it's a really good way to flip back when you think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm starting at square one again. You can flip back a few pages and go, oh yeah, I do feel different. You know, we forget how far we've come. It's just like, you know, you were talking about CBD. When you start taking CBD over time, I mean, it's like, our brain just kind of forgets where we've been. And then if something comes up, we think, oh my gosh, we just throw up our hands. But when you really think about the process, and that's any type of healing that you've been through to get to where you are, you know, I'm like, just pat yourself on the back, like just do it. You know, you've come a long way, whether you think you've done a lot or not, you have, because it's not all seen. All the work that we do, I'm sure, you know, you have this with clients. It's like, there's a lot of unseen work that goes on, you know, and when it manifests in the physical life, then they go, oh, you know, then it really starts to take hold.
And I think too, you're absolutely right. And I think too, people don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'll say, you know, try the CBD or have a half a gummy, and they'll say, well, you know, how did it feel? And they're like, I don't know. I didn't pay attention. So I think part of that too, it's like an awareness.
Right.
Of yourself. Yes. And allowing yourself to notice changes.
Right. And that's a tricky one. It's a tricky one. But if we're super busy, one of the things I ask people to do is I'm like, okay, well, tell me what happened. Just like if I ask them about energy work, like if they come in for a second session, and I'll say, well, how's this week been? And most people will say, oh, it's a little more tired. Or, oh, so-and-so said this and I wasn't as triggered. But some people are like, well, I don't know. I didn't really notice anything. I'm like, well, tell me what's going on this week. And they'll start telling me. And I'll say, okay, well, I remember when we talked before, you said this person would make you really angry when they would say something like that. Did you notice anything different about when you talked to them this time? Was it a little less emotionally charged? And sometimes I'll be like, yeah. You know, it'll kind of be like, you know, just connecting the dots. And that's what I do in the book too, is really trying to help people understand, like, everything's connected. All your emotions are connected to your energy system and to your physical body. And it's all this web of stuff in there. And when you start pulling on one string, you know, something moves somewhere else. So it's really interesting to kind of talk people through that process to help them understand, okay, well, it's a little bit different, at least, you know, and that's a good thing. So that's, I don't know if that's helpful, but that's what I usually do with people that are like, I don't know, you know, I'm like, okay, it's fine.
But you know what, awareness to me is the key. And so it's important that we help people become more aware so that they can begin to notice these things, because I always see the changes in people, but sometimes they don't see it in themselves. And I have to point it out. Well, remember when we started, you were doing this and now you're doing this, or remember you, that would bother you and now you're not. So it's interesting how, you know, sometimes we don't look at ourselves objectively because we're so internal, you know, in whatever we're experiencing. I wanted you to speak a little bit about how our energy can be colored, because I was meeting with this one little girl that I'm working with, and she mentioned feeling purple energy. And she was like, yeah, she's like, I'm sad because I'm not going to feel that purple energy anymore. And so can you talk a little bit about how emotions relate to color?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really interesting that you have a girl that's saying that. And I'm fascinated by that. If you want to talk more about it, I love working with kids. I've had some amazing results.
She lost her father, and okay. She was feeling sad about the loss. And she was talking about how when she was with him, it was like a beautiful purple emotion or purple energy. Okay. And she was talking about, you know, it's like grieving that, you know, I'm not going to have that purple energy. I don't know if that makes sense or not. But.
Oh, it totally makes sense. It totally makes sense. So, you know, purple is, it feels like, wow, what a powerful soul he is. So I could just feel him. I'm like, whoo, that's amazing. So purple energy is intuition, it's inner knowledge, it's wisdom, it's, you know, all those things. Felt like he was a very grounded, funny, amazing person in her life that really gave her a bunch of perspective, you know? And when we have people like that and we don't have them anymore, we feel like we've lost something, obviously. And I feel for her losing her father like that. The truth is, it's kind of like what they say in The Wizard of Oz, you know, at the end when the good witch says, you know, you've always had it all along inside yourself. And she has that wisdom in herself. She has that energy within herself. And that was imparted to her through him. She can also still have a connection with him outside of that. So it's hard. And like I said, I feel for her, but that's what purple is for her. And that was really feeding her intuition and her knowledge. And like, she felt like she really gained a lot of strength from that. And that was really lifting her up on a daily basis. So that's what, you know, she's feeling like she's missing that first. So for her, painting her room purple, getting amethyst, like a big chunk of amethyst, and putting that in her room, putting a light underneath it. If she could find like an amethyst lamp or something like that, you know, just having like some really cool purple stuff in her room. Yellow would be another good color for her. I'm feeling like a bright, like intense yellow would also be a really good color to complement that purple for her. Teal, not pink for some reason, not really sure why. But pink's like to her. I don't know. It feels like, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to make those recommendations. It's so funny that you said yellow because I love, I've always loved yellow.
Yeah. Yellow's, well, you're such a happy energy. Like your energy is very yellow. Like it's very happy. It's very cheery. It's very uplifting. There's confidence in there too. You know, you just exude this very bright light. And I want to commend you for that because a lot of people in your field do not. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you're kind of like, ooh, it's more the cerebral, very hard outer shell, you know, I have to be detached from you kind of thing. And you have this softness and welcomingness to you, and which I'm sure all of your clients really benefit from that. So, but color is huge in the energy system. So all of our chakras are different colors. And, for instance, the root chakra is red, and that's in your pubic center. And that is a chakra that a lot of people who have had abandonment, who've had abuse, they've had things like that happen to them in their life. They have a very depleted root chakra. And a lot of them, they don't want to be on the planet anymore. They don't have a sense of self or purpose. They're really, really struggling in their life. And usually when I look at someone's energy system that has that issue going on, it's very, sullen's the word that comes to mind, but very congested, kind of gray, maybe some red in there, but just kind of a funky, like if you mixed a bunch of colors with red and you're like, that looks bad, you know, and that's what it looks like.
I think I have somebody like that too. What can I do for them?
So wearing red is one of the things that you can do. Breathing in red energy. Now, the thing I would caution about that is if the person has a lot of repressed anger, if they have a lot of active anger, red's a little bit tricky. You may want to use like a red orange, or you may want to start with green actually to kind of get some energy moving other spots before you start addressing that. But breathing in, imagining a ball of red, energy in front of you, like a soft red, not like a really intense red, because that can be damaging to the energy system. You always want to use soft colors because it's kind of like someone walking up to you with a megaphone and yelling in your ear. If you're using like a bright color to your energy system, it's going to damage it. It's not going to feel good. You're going to feel worse, and it can actually really weaken your energy system. So you want to do a soft red to breathe that in. But imagine the ball of that in front of you. Breathe that in all the way down to your pubic center, and then breathe out that congested energy. And just kind of doing that over and over. If you come across emotions when you're doing that, you can say, I choose to release this, whatever the emotion is and whatever it's attached to, and that helps to move it through. Imagine that just lifting off and out of your system, and then surrounding yourself with red. You don't have to surround yourself all over the place with it, but wearing something red. If it's not your favorite color, you know, wear it on your underwear or carry a purse with it, or just getting some of that red in your system, in your energy system, so that you can replenish that. Because if you are low on red, you're low on confidence. You know, orange is another one that's good for confidence, for creativity, for self-awareness. You know, and women tend to overgive from that chakra. And by the time they get to me, they're like, I can't do anything else for myself or my family or anything. And I call it, because their chakra expands really, really wide, and I call it the floppy pancake chakra, because it's just like barely moving or just laying there like, oh God, I can't do anything else. And so we have
to— I love it. Amanda, we got to wrap up. We got like less than 1 minute.
I got to talking.
I love it. Okay, so we've got 45 seconds. Tell my listeners where they can get the book, where they can learn more about you and the energy medicine healing you do.
Okay, cool. So AmandaHaneline.com, and my book, Feel Better in 5 Minutes, An Empowering Guide to Gain Control Over Your Emotions, is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
And your website?
AmandaHaneline.com.
Okay, and Instagram?
At AK Haneline.
Yay! All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.